hotel. My dad's out of the bank. They placed a hotel over. He owned the hotel there. And behind the truck, though, my paper up, guess what happened then when he pissed his dad off? He fell in. Don't let me out of here, Daddy. And he and his neighbor was a houseman. He's coming for it, just like brothers. Wilbur could drink more liquor than John Lee and Howard. I never could drink. And he could come in the house on the porch. And he said, Papa! Just come here, man. I just got home. I knew about it, but I didn't tell him. Oh, you could smell it? Said, what was the matter for you? He said, don't you dare come in this house. I said, you get off this board. Get out of the step. It's cold and so late. And Mama, of course, she woke up and she come up there. And we'd all tickled mad, and I never knew it was as bad as my life. He said, Roy, get this gentleman some clean clothes. And she said, are you cold? And he said, I'm freezing to death out of it. And she got up and said, boy, she woke me up. Let me get up and put on the top. Here you go with your brother, the wash over. Half a mile down the railroad. And I had the clothes. It was put on the other new outfit, shoes, socks, and everything. And his old hat, he said, no. He said, you pull off them clothes. Jump in that wash yourself good. Put on these clothes and leave them dang clothes down there, don't you dare. I'd got a flashlight. I said, y'all leave. If you don't get in there, I'm going to push in there. I said, hey, what thing? He said, well, I'm going to dive in with my clothes on. Said, I'll get cold.
Let me tell you one thing.
Well, let me tell him this thing. And so he did. I said, take the darn things off now. I don't want Papa mad as a hornet. You done kind of, and he did. He come out with like a, well, we ran all the way back off, but he was clean as a whistle. He had a bar of said, wash your head, and everything, and leave them clothes out. Well, it took him 25 years to leave it down. But he's up at Southern. He's finished up there. He's poor boy. He's got more money than the law allows.
He kept the car. We were on the house. And they'd put someone there, you know what the dad told me to do. When they'd put it under there, but when he'd leave, they'd take it back, you know. That showed that sense.
Well, honey, we're talking about too many other things, and that fellow wants to ask questions. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, too. That young lady, he was beautiful, but he loved his liquor.
Let me ask you something about farming. What kind of buildings would you say you have on a farm? What's one of the main buildings that you have on a farm?
Well, the people, the homes then, the modern homes today, it wouldn't be so modern.
But how about, the place where you store hay and cattle are housed?
What building? That's in the barn.
Okay. Then the building where you store corn, what's that called?
That's called a crib, by the way. That's what we had. We had one about corn. Here and we put our hay and stuff up in the loft in the barn.
Okay, what's the building or part of the building where you store grain?
It's a bin.
Grain?
Grain, otherwise you put that in the barn. We did. We didn't have no bin. We had a bin where they put the corn here and this over here. The only thing we raise is corn.
What's the upper part of the barn where you might store hay?
Halo.